At the Altec FEI World Equestrian Games, I am in the John Deere Pavilion, which actually I think we call it the John Deere Experience. I'm here with Barry Nelson, and Barry, we've already had a chance to talk a little bit about how John Deere is involved here with these games, but you've got a pretty broad array of equipment here, which I thought was interesting for this international crowd. I don't even know what the total numbers are on it, but I know it's going to be big by the time it's all over with. Tell me a little bit about the kinds of things you've put on display or chosen to for this group.
Well, first of all, we call it the John Deere Place, and really this is more of a branding effort than more of a retailing, selling of equipment effort, and so we wanted a representative sample of all of our equipment. So we actually have an STS combine out here, big four-wheel drive tractor. And, of course, the smaller tractors that a lot of the people in equine use, a lot of the horse owners. We have Gator XUVs. So we just have a broad variety of equipment here to kind of show the extent of the John Deere brand.
Well, and you've got it involved in terms of the show. Some of this equipment's working out here, which is also helping bring that brand to people just about everywhere they go.
Right. We got 40 pieces of equipment for display. But we also have 60 gators out running around the show, and we've got some small tractors also doing different chores around the showgrounds. So in particular for the horse owners, we have everything here that they might want to see when it comes to taking care of things around the farm and the ranch, with tractors with loaders. A lot of them have their own tracks, so kind of track care, grooming rakes, those kind of things. So John Deere does have a full array of equipment for the horse owner.
Well, I know you've got a lot of personnel here, and I think these games are, 16 days or something, so it's a lot of time to cover, too, every day. But people are going to see it on display. They're going to be able to come in and actually interact and talk and answer questions. I guess a question I've got is, how do you handle the international flavors, since you do have people here? They probably don't all speak English, either.
Well, we actually have a young lady, Anne Pfeffer, who is from France, and she's multilingual, speaks German, French, and, of course, English. But it is a European audience. Most of them do speak English when they come in. But you hit upon an important point there. This type of display here over a course of a couple weeks is different than your typical farm show. So we have to have people a longer period of time, but we're more promoting the brand even than we are specific products to such a global audience.
Yeah, I want to make a point to my audience that if you think you walk a lot at a farm show like, say, Farm Progress, come to the World Equestrian Games in this Kentucky Horse Park, because unless you've got a gator to drive yourself around in, you'll get some exercise out here on this facility.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have an extremely large footprint. Look at all the different horse activities that they have here. And these people truly have a passion for horses, for the different events, spend a lot of time training these horses. Of course, these athletes, right now, they're actually training for the next Olympics. So it's a world-class event.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with me and to sponsor our coverage once again of an event, this time the World Equestrian Games. And so here from Lexington, Kentucky, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.